This is Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Amanda Sewell. Phil Sinder is professor of tuba and euphonium at Michigan State University during the year. He's also a 2018 Valade Teaching Fellow at Interlochen Arts Camp, and he's joining us today in Studio A. Phil Sinder, welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio.
Thanks so much, Amanda. Great to be here.
You are a Valade Teaching Fellow here at Interlochen, so tell us a little bit about what that role involves here at camp.
Right, so I'm here to work with the tuba and euphonium students who come from all over the place, and high school students primarily, but an occasional intermediate camper as well. And we work in private lessons, and I see them in chamber ensembles, and I coach them in sectionals. They get a lot of me, and in my 3 weeks' time here, I really enjoy seeing them develop and prosper and open their ears to what's possible on the instrument.
Can you tell us about a good teaching moment that you've had so far this summer?
I don't know if I can target a particular one, but I love trying to figure out where a student is at in their training and present them with maybe another way of considering how their instrument works or what's possible as far as reinforcing the basics of how we play these instruments. And, you know, that's a really fun challenge in teaching, to keep them energized with producing great tone and great rhythm and doing it in a collaborative way.
Great. Well, Phil Sinder, you have brought along collaborative pianist Derek Polischuk to the studio today, and you're going to play some music for us. This is a piece by Bill Dobbins. You're going to play a couple movements for us. What do we need to know about this piece?
Right. Yeah. Thanks for recognizing Derek, my longtime colleague at Michigan State. It's terrific to have him here at Interlochen as well on the faculty. And so Bill Dobbins was actually one of the jazz directors at the Eastman School during my undergraduate time. And he's a fantastic jazz pianist, but he also has composed some classical pieces. And so we've selected today to play two of the movements from his Dialogues, four-movement work for tuba and piano. It features some improvisatory moments, which I'm sure you'll pick out as we get to those moments in the movements, but it's tightly constructed, and I think it's a piece, like some of the other music we'll play for you today, that maybe isn't as common as the Vaughan Williams Concerto or the Hindemith Sonata, but it captures the instrument in a terrific way.
Well, here is tubist Phil Sinder and pianist Derek Polischuk performing two movements, Dream and Dance, from Dialogues by Bill Dobbins. Thank you. Music of Bill Dobbins here in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. We heard two movements, Dream and Dance, from a larger work called Dialogues, performed by pianist Derek Polischuk and tubist Phil Cinder. Phil, I noticed that as you were putting in and taking out the mute during one of the movements, it's so graceful the way that you do that. And I'm not sure graceful is a word people normally would think of with the tuba, but I'm curious, what are some things that people may not realize about the tuba as an instrument?
Right. Well, yeah, thanks for noticing the mute moment. That's always the moment in the band or orchestra when the audience visually chuckles and connects to something the size of a cheerleader's megaphone coming in and out. But we try and do it as discreetly as possible, despite some composers and arrangers not really knowing that it takes seconds to do it. Sometimes 10 seconds would be ideal. As far as the nature and gracefulness of the instrument, that's something we're constantly battling. And it's an instrument that can play heavy and warlike music, but its sound and its grace, I think, come through in many of the compositions that we have from the last 50 or 60 years, many great original pieces.
Yeah, I think the tuba gets typecast sometimes as the comic relief, but it can also be so lyrical and just really wonderful. And actually, the next piece that you've brought for us kind of does both of those sides, both the lyricism and then a sense of humor as well. Tell us about the next piece you're going to play.
All right, so you're referring to the Air and Galumph of Dirk Bourgeois. What a great tuba name, a Galumph. And so I selected that piece for today, not only because of its brevity and its to the point writing, but Dirk was a terrific British composer, conductor, and tubist. He just passed away in October, and he's contributed so much to our instrument, all brass instruments, there's concertos and 10-piece brass and on and on and on. And so I just like his conciseness, his focus intervallically, and his way of targeting the instrument. And he himself was a tubist, played in the National Youth Orchestra of Britain in his youth. And so, of course, he knows what's easy and what's hard on the instrument.
Well, let's hear that music of Derek Bourgeois showing the range of the tuba. It's The Air and Galumph, performed by Phil Sinder and Derek Polischuk here in Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio. Music of Derek Bourgeois in Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio. We heard The Air and Galumph, performed by pianist Derek Polischuk and tubist Phil Sinder. If you'd like to see video of the performance of that piece, check out our Facebook page, which is Interlaken Public Radio. I'm Amanda Sewell here with Phil Sinder in Studio A. And Phil, as you're working with the students here at Interlaken, what kinds of ideas or experiences do you hope they're taking away from their time with you?
They're, of course, very involved in large ensembles, and that's a key component of what they do, to learn repertoire and to learn to function in that setting. But we really push them in the chamber music side of things also, brass quintets and other formations, and where ultimately you learn to be a terrific large ensemble player is being a wonderful colleague in a small group. And that's really our target, to turn people on to listening and matching others in style and pitch. And so that's a key objective for us.
Now Derek's going to step aside and we're going to hear a piece for solo tuba. It's an arrangement of a tune by Paul McCartney that many of you know, but we're going to hear some things that I'm not sure many of our listeners may have experienced before. So you're going to do some multiphonics. Can you give us an idea of what to expect from that or how you're doing that?
Certainly. On a brass instrument, you produce multiphonics by humming while you're playing a regular pitch. And so you're essentially presenting two sounds at the same time. Almost always works best to sing higher than you're playing. Thus, a trombone or a euphonium or a tuba becomes an ideal vehicle to do that on. And you vocalize an E or an ah, and if you can do that in tune with what you're playing, you can get some pretty neat results. So near the final chorus, you'll hear some of that activity.
Here is tubist Phil Sinder performing Blackbird, music of Paul McCartney, here in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. Tubist Phil Sinder performing Blackbird, music of Paul McCartney, here in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. Phil is a Valaid teaching fellow at Interlochen Arts Camp this summer, and the rest of the year he's on the faculty at Michigan State University. Phil Sinder, thank you so much for joining us today in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Amanda. It's a pleasure to be here.
This edition of Studio A was engineered by James Proble. Thanks to Madeline Merwin for production assistance. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for listening.